In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
You know, Moses wasn't mincing words, was he? See, I set before you today a choice. I set before you life and prosperity and death and adversity, and it's up to you. You have to choose, but I'm going to tell you right now, choose life. Choose to follow where your God is leading you. Choose to follow the path that God has put you on. See, this is written at a time when the Israelites are out of Egypt, they're out of bondage and captivity, and if you enjoy the occasional religious comic, this is the part where you see the comic and Moses is looking around and Moses' wife is back there going, okay, so we turn where? The joke being that Moses didn't stop to ask for directions, which is why they were in the wilderness for 40 years. But this is kind of it. They're right there where we've been wandering around. We know full well that the promised land is just right there. And he basically, Moses tells the people, he says, well, life or death, blessings or curses. You have a choice before you. You can either keep going the way you've been going, or you can try something different. It's an age-old question which way you're going to go on a decision, isn't it? Are you going to choose the path that leads to life and prosperity and blessings, or are you going to choose that other path? It's that constant decision in every choice you make, right? We learn that in basic science classes, that first law, isn't that the first law of motion, that for every action there is a reaction? For every choice, there is a consequence. And what Moses is laying out for his people is that, you know, you have the commandments and you have the way you're supposed to do this, and you have the instructions in front of you. You can either follow them or you can ignore them. And he implores them, choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 150 years ago on this day, which I don't know what the weather pattern was, but you got to imagine it was kind of cold. This is Michigan, right? Middle of Michigan, February, 7 o'clock at night. They didn't have the luxury of being able to click the button twice and having their car start up, right? They had to go out and hitch up the horse and all this business. And six people made the decision to transfer their membership from another church to form a Presbyterian church in this town. I say six because the seventh, John Henry Harrison Winton, made his profession of faith that night. He had never belonged to another church, right? Seven people made the choice to call the presbytery, and, you know, by call I meant write a letter and send it via Pony Express or something. Seven people decided we needed a Presbyterian church in this town. They had a choice to make. When you read that original records book, those very first session minutes from February 16th, 1870, and you read in there, and it's great because it's all handwritten and it's script from 1870, but it's got that old language in it that came right out of whatever the denominational standards were at the time. And it talks about, if it be God's will, we shall convene a Presbyterian church. If the way be clear, we shall convene a Presbyterian church and shall meet in accordance to the purpose requested. Seven people, with the help of the circuit pastor for the area, who ended up being pastor number two over here, called pastor here. He was the second pastor, Willett, made a decision that, if we are honest, has impacted us 150 years later and will continue to impact us as the days and years go on. They chose life. They chose to do something different. And if we are honest, if you read through those minutes books, because yes, I'm that much of a polity wonk that, yeah, I've read through every one of them. It's a testament to how many times this congregation has chosen life. Which, let's face it, some of you have been here long enough, remember when the choice would have been very easy to say, forget it. When we didn't have the finances, when we didn't have the bodies in the pews, when we didn't have the ability to do what? Heat this room. When we didn't have the ability to have a full-time called pastor. When we didn't have this, it would have been easy to throw in the towel. But somewhere in there, those original words from 1870 came back up. If the way be clear, if it be God's will. And this congregation has continuously chosen life and chosen prosperity and chosen blessings. See, what Moses doesn't promise in this reading today is that it's going to be easy. And any of you who have been here longer than I have been can attest, it hasn't necessarily been easy. Amen? But what he promises is that God will be faithful. And if I know nothing else about the history of this place and this community and this family, it is that God is faithful, and you have held on to that. In the fireplace room, there are 17 frames that list out 1,633 people who have officially been either members or ministers of this congregation. 1,633. Trust me, I know. I typed every one of them. It is a testament that this congregation, it continues to this day. And the truth is that we still have to make the choice to live. We still have to make the choice to choose prosperity and life so that our descendants may live in the land our God has promised us, right? It's not easy. There have been tough decisions. I'm realist enough to know there will be tough decisions again. But God is faithful still. And God's faithfulness doesn't give up because the going gets tough. Every last one of you should be proud of the work that has gone on to make this place continue all these years. You should be proud to remember those who have gone on before us and make up our cloud of witnesses. You have generations of Presbyterians in the 48847 that have chosen life, just as Moses commanded his people to do years ago. Did you listen to the words of the psalm from this morning? Listen to them again. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. You've commanded your laws to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinances. I will observe your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. The psalmist is praying to God, saying, I know that the path to happiness And the path to healthiness and path to right relationship with you is to follow where you are leading. I know that those of us who walk with you are better off for it in the long run. I know it's not the path of least resistance. But I know in the end, it's worth it. So as we stand here on this day and look back at everything we've accomplished and everything everybody accomplished before we ever came to be part of this congregation, I want you to take a minute and turn around and look forward. I want you to take a minute and look forward to where we're going to be in 5 years or 10 years or 50 years or 150 years. I want you to take a minute, and I want all of us to take a minute and make a pledge to continue to choose life. Not only as the church, but as Christ's faithful disciples. To choose life, to choose prosperity, to choose blessing. You have a choice before you. You have a choice before you. Life and prosperity, death and adversity. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. May it be true for us as it was for them. Amen.